Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1142. The House passed a $460 billion package of spending bills, setting up a Senate vote before Friday's deadline to avert yet another partial government shutdown. The measure packages 6 of the 12 required appropriations bills and will extend funding through September 30th for the Departments of Agriculture, Commerce, Justice, Energy, Interior, Veterans Affairs, Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development, as well as the FDA, military construction, and other federal programs. Lawmakers are still negotiating the other 6 government spending bills, which must pass by March 22nd to avoid a lapse in funding. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court will hear oral arguments on April 25th about whether Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for his attempt to overturn the 2020 election results. The case will be the last one argued in the court's current calendar, but it could take months for the justices to issue an opinion. The outcome will determine whether and how quickly Trump will stand trial for allegedly trying to block Biden's election victory. Moving on, voting on Super Tuesday went about as expected. Biden and Trump, who is facing 91 criminal charges, have all but secured a rematch in 2024. While Biden lost North Carolina to Trump by about 75,000 votes in 2020, several exit polls indicated that 80% of Nikki Haley voters wouldn't necessarily vote for the Republican nominee in November, and 66% said they didn't believe Trump was physically or mentally fit to be president. Haley won a little more than 249,600 of the Republican votes in North Carolina on Super Tuesday. The uncommitted protest against Biden continued in Minnesota, however, with nearly 19% of Democratic voters choosing uncommitted rather than voting for Biden. Meanwhile, Nikki Haley suspended her presidential campaign but stopped short of endorsing Trump. Instead, Haley said it's up to Trump to earn the votes of those in our party who did not support him. Trump responded by saying, "Nikki Haley got trounced last night, in record-setting fashion." His campaign then sent out a fundraising email asking Republicans to unite as a party and defeat Joe Biden. Biden, meanwhile, reached out to Haley's supporters saying, "Trump made it clear he doesn't want Nikki Haley's supporters. I want to be clear, there is a place for them in my campaign. I know there is a lot we won't agree on, but on the fundamental issues of preserving American democracy, on standing up for the rule of law, on treating each other with decency and dignity and respect, on preserving NATO and standing up to America's adversaries, I hope and believe we can find common ground." And finally, Mitch McConnell endorsed Trump for president, despite once denouncing Trump as morally and practically responsible for provoking the January 6th insurrection, which McConnell called a disgraceful dereliction of duty. Still, McConnell said it was abundantly clear that Trump had earned the support of Republican voters and that it should come as no surprise that as nominee, he will have my support. The two have not spoken since 2020, when McConnell acknowledged Biden as the winner of the 2020 presidential election. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.